I would describe her as garish. But that wouldn't be fair. She was vividly alive. A cartload of monkeys, I thought confusedly, and had a sudden hallucinatory impression of the Blackpool illuminations as I submitted to her kiss. Considering the circumstances under which we had last parted, I found her attitude remarkable, even admirable. Or perhaps she led such a varied life that she had thought the event of no significance. Perhaps she had no recollection of it. I found myself quite unable to behave naturally, and fell back on convention, wondering as I offered egg sandwiches whether she would remember the garden picnic. Her behaviour then had been impeccable, and if, as seemed possible, she couldn't remember the outrageous things she had done later, it seemed improbable that she would remember a small party of no interest or importance at all, where she had done nothing untoward. She wasn't happy, of course, when we came back from our shopping expedition. Pink skiing jackets! Pink! Since when do you ski at school? It's the fashion, said Emma. They had all sorts of ski jackets in C&A. White ones, yellow ones. We picked the less obvious colour. Mum folded her arms. I smiled at Emma in thanks. Mum wouldn't have been placated so easily if I had said it. What do we have here, then? It was Dad, climbing through the patio doors after mending in his shed. A pair of Annika Rices, I do believe. Is that slang for something? Mum said. No. He walked towards us, taking off his glasses. They'll certainly notice you two at school next week. He was still chuckling as he walked into the kitchen. Emma and I looked at each other and laughed all the way up the stairs.
Down in the valley there were three farms. The owners of these farms had done well. They were rich men. They were also nasty men. All three of them were about as nasty and mean as any men you could meet. Their names were Farmer Boggis, Farmer Bunce and Farmer Bean. Boggis was a chicken farmer. He kept thousands of chickens. He was enormously fat. This was because he ate three boiled chickens smothered with dumplings every day for breakfast, lunch and supper. Bunce was a duck and goose farmer. He kept thousands of ducks and geese. He was a kind of pot-bellied dwarf. He was so short his chin would have been underwater in the shallow end of any swimming pool in the world. His food was doughnuts and goose livers. He mashed the livers into a disgusting paste and then stuffed the paste into the doughnuts. This diet gave him a tummy ache and a beastly temper. Bean was a turkey and apple farmer. He kept thousands of turkeys in an orchard full of apple trees. He never ate any food at all. Instead, he drank gallons of strong cider, which he made from the apples in his orchard. He was as thin as a pencil and the cleverest of them all. Boggis and Bunce and Bean, one fat, one short, one lean. These horrible crooks, so different in looks, were nonetheless equally mean.